This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday was talking with both U.S. President Donald Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, hoping to ease rising tensions between Washington and Tehran. The story from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman at the United Nations.
Trump appears to be rebuffing Macron's efforts with Iran.
We're not looking for any mediators. They know who to call.
In a joint statement, Britain, France, and Germany are holding Iran responsible for recent attacks on Saudi oil installations, which has prompted concerns about the possibility of war between the West and the Islamic Republic. Trump says he'll be talking about Iran's aggression in his address Tuesday to the UN General Assembly. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the United Nations.
Also Monday at the United Nations Summit on Climate Action, Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg had harsh words for world leaders.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres admitted his generation has failed in its responsibility to protect our planet. He called for the phasing out of fossil fuels and an end to construction of new coal power plants.
Is it common sense to build ever more coal plants that are choking our future? Is it common sense to reward pollution that kills millions with dirty air and makes it dangerous for people in cities around the world to sometimes even venture out of their homes?
Guterres says it is time to end subsidies to the fossil fuel industry and shift taxes from salaries to carbon. He said government should tax pollution, not people. This is VOA News. An American soldier is facing charges for allegedly sharing bomb-making instructions online and talking about conducting attacks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Prosecutors say Jared William Smith discussed a plan to kill far-left-leaning activists and suggested bombing a major news network, which was not identified. They say Smith also described how to build a cell phone-triggered bomb and that he was interested in going to Ukraine to fight with a paramilitary group. The 24-year-old Smith was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Almost a week after Israel's deadlocked election, Israelis are no closer to knowing who their prime minister will be. President Reuven Rivlin has just finished 2 days of consultations with all of the party heads. He'll ask either Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu or challenger Benny Gantz to try to form a coalition. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It looks like neither Netanyahu nor Gantz has enough votes to form a majority coalition of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset. After 2 days of consultations, Netanyahu continued his attacks on Israel's Arab citizens. He said that either there will be a minority government based on those who praise attacks on Israelis, or there will be a broad unity government. A unity government would mean a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz, who together would have a majority, even without any of the smaller parties. President Rivlin, who has to task either Netanyahu or Gantz with forming a government, has made it clear that is the outcome he prefers. But Netanyahu is facing a series of corruption allegations and is likely to be indicted in the next few weeks. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The families of the 346 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes will each receive nearly $145,000 from the airline company. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation on Monday and will accept them through December 31st. Boeing said even those families who have filed a lawsuit against the company will be eligible for compensation from the fund without having to waive their right to sue. The 737 MAX remains grounded since an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed into a field outside Addis Ababa just minutes after takeoff on March 10th, killing all 157 people on board. The MAX 8 had been under scrutiny since October when 189 people were killed when a Lion Air flight crashed off the coast of Indonesia under similar circumstances. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits. All